regular contributor at this time with Elias, Vince Guzzo, Mr. Sunshine himself, joins me. Welcome back to the show, Vince.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You know, hanging in there. Just finished filming Dragon's End. Came back to Montreal. I had to go back to some more business around there, but I'm back to Montreal for good.
Okay.
Hopefully, summer will be a rainy summer in Montreal and a sunny one in wherever I go on holiday.
Absolutely. Any interesting projects? Are you investing in anything this time around?
There's five. I did five deals alone, and I did four deals, two of them with Michelle and two of them with Manjeet that we're going to review.
Yeah.
A lot of complimentary deals to my business. You know, there was a possible donut deal. There was a possible medical deal for losing weight. There's a few good deals, but they're all very complimentary to businesses I already own or operate already. So, you know, we didn't venture into new industries this time. Let's put it that way.
All right. Yeah. I want your take on this race, this by-election in Westmount, because I find something very interesting happened over the weekend. Alain Reyes, who you know, he's still a member of parliament. He's an independent now.
Yeah.
He ran as a conservative. He was Erin O'Toole's Quebec lieutenant. He was a star in the Conservative Party. He was considered as one of the top senior MPs from the Conservatives in Quebec. Had, of course, a very public breakup with Pierre Poilievre once he became leader. And now, here we see him campaigning in Westmount. This guy is from Victoriaville, former mayor of Victoriaville. He's in Westmount campaigning with the Green Party co-leader, who's a candidate. And so I was just interested, you being, you know, having obvious ties with the Conservative Party. I remember hearing last year you were considered as a potential candidate for the leadership.
So what do you
think?
Let me tell you, it's actually funnier and even more awkward than what you just said, because I'm actually friends with the Gaines. I'm actually friends with her husband. Her husband and I are alumni from Selwyn House.
Okay.
You know, we're old boys from Selwyn House, so we know each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I really appreciate Tom's wife. I think, you know, Gainey is an amazing person. I think she's, you know, demonstrated as a parent association member at Selwyn House how dedicated she is and whatever. So that's my take on her. But I guess Alain is a conservative, true and true, but he's a progressive conservative, like I am, like the Maroney's are, for example. We're not a reform party conservatives, per se. Now, you know, the thing that I'm assuming your point here, or we're trying to get me to say, is, isn't it a bit of an oxymoron where you have a conservative who seems to deny climatic changes, and now he's supporting the Green Party guy? Like, it's like, you know, right to extreme left kind of thing.
I'm not trying to get you to say anything. I just thought you might have an interesting take on this.
Well, the interesting take I had is, you know, I think that Canadian politics needs to change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think where this may just be a little microcosm of the changes that need to happen is, I think we have to stop thinking of people as their party. In other words, I'm a person with a conservative tendency, but I still believe it is a woman's right to choose whether she wants an abortion or not. I still don't believe that there should be a certain form of, not responsibility, but a certain form of accountability. Like, in other words, abortion should be a last resort. It should not be the way around all problems. That's same thing with gay marriage. You know, somebody asked me once, would I go to the gay pride parade? I said, sure. They invite me. Never been invited. Never had a reason to go. Never had an invitation to go, whatever. So, and all that to say what? To say, only because a party takes a stand it doesn't mean that people in a party don't have their individual values that may alter. So when it comes to the environmental issue, at least, I'm not a denier of the of environmental climatic changes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have an economics background, I need a reference point. So when somebody tells me this has been the hottest summer in the history of the world, what's your reference point? The last 50 years? The last 100 years? Because I can guarantee you don't have what the climate change, what the temperature was in 1129. So, in other words, we know that changes in the world, when it comes to the planetary changes, they're not in years. They're not in calendar years as we know them. They may be in decades, in centuries before there's a real change, right? So, mm-hmm. you know, and I'll give you a clear example. I was trying to build a project and somebody says to me, you have to take into account that you have to retain your water on your property to take into account la puissance, so the 100-year rain, the 100-year, the most rain you've all had in the last 100 years. Okay, where's the data? We only have 60 years worth of data. So why are you driving me crazy and asking for 100 years? How am I supposed to do it? Right?
Yeah.
And so I think that in this case, Alain's position is, on the one hand, Anne has been a longtime enemy of his since they sat at opposite sides, because Anne may not have been in Parliament, but she was president of the party, mm-hmm. of Liberal Party yeah. of Canada, yeah. sorry, so forth. So there might be a bit of bitterness there. So Alain's taking sides, can't take sides for the conservative guy because he's left that party. So why mm-hmm. would he be supporting that party? And on the flip side, I think Alain's doing a very calculated analysis and saying, hey, look, this guy may actually be one of the more reasonable, one of the more level-headed Green Party members or environmentalists, because the big issue I have with the whole environmental movement is, why do we always have to use guilt as a form of making me understand that we have to be more environmentally responsible? Why can't we talk to people as if they're intelligent and logical and they'll understand our arguments? Why do we have to use that? If we don't change things in 30 years, we'll all be dead from the overheat of the planet, right? Because right. then when 30 years is going to happen, there is no overheat of the planet and we're still living here, you do realize you lose all.
Well, that's already begun. I mean, the credibility yes. is already. I mean, every report is the end of the world.
But that's right, right? Mm-hmm. And the problem is that it's been like that. If you go back
oh, yeah.
and look at what the medical field or what the you know what the scientists were saying in the 20s, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. The end was coming. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you know, Armageddon type of thing. And so I think that it might just be a very clever environmental play that Alain is doing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Alain's future plans are. You know, I think I see him probably as mayor of Victoriaville one day very soon. Or maybe,
mm-hmm.
if there is the mm-hmm. creation of a new political party.
A center-ice thing? The center-ice thing?
Yeah, the center-ice player in yeah. the federal. Or, you know, he may, at the last minute, we don't know, throw his hat into the Quebec Liberal leadership.
See, Vince, very interesting take. And yeah. I didn't make you say anything you didn't want to say, as usual.
There we go.
Always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you for the time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Vince Guzzo, CEO of Cinema Guzzo, of course. Mr. Sunshine.